The papers are awash with speculation that Air Force One could be touching down in Prague in a few weeks' time as President Barack Obama prepares to visit the Czech Republic. The word on the street is that President Obama will stop off in Prague following the NATO summit in France and Germany at the beginning of April for an informal meeting with leaders of the European Union. Rob Cameron has been sifting through the snippets of information and joins me now in the studio. So Rob, first of all, has anyone actually confirmed that he is coming?
Afraid not, Daniela, no. Although there's nothing strange about that, because such visits by US presidents are usually kept under wraps for security reasons. Now, the Czech media immediately quoting unnamed diplomatic sources involved in the trip are saying that Barack Obama will come to Prague on either April the 4th or April the 5th, or possibly from April the 4th to April the 5th. The US embassy is refusing to confirm that, though. They say that they are aware that there is a lot of speculation around this visit, but that the White House hasn't said anything to suggest that he might be coming, while Petr Kolář, the Czech ambassador in Washington, simply said no comment. All we have to go on is a comment from Radim Ochvat. He's the spokesman for the Czech president, Václav Klaus, who told the Czech news agency that the president's office had been working on this trip for several weeks, and the Czech foreign minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, who said rather cryptically, or perhaps not so cryptically, that the visit was not officially confirmed, but if I were you, I would avoid driving in Prague on April the 4th and 5th because the traffic is going to be terrible.
Right, well, clearly a lot of feverish preparations are underway. Do we know what will be on the agenda if he does come to Prague?
Well, it seems that this could be a meeting between the US president and the 27 leaders of the European Union, the first such informal meeting since Barack Obama won the election last year. Now, and since the Czech Republic currently has the presidency of the EU, it would be natural that they have this meeting in Prague. Now, Obama's going to be in London on April the 2nd for the G20 meeting, where he'll meet some European leaders. Then he's going to the NATO summit in Baden-Baden and Strasbourg on April the 3rd to April the 4th, where he'll meet leaders of NATO countries. But this meeting in Prague would be, as I say, the first informal US-EU summit. As for the agenda, I suspect the global economic crisis, the Israel-Palestinian conflict, the idea of Europe perhaps accepting Guantanamo detainees, and of course the missile defence shield.
And is he actually expected to come out with any sort of statement on missile defence if he does come?
That's probably hardest to predict, because short of reiterating that he supports missile defence when it's cost effective and when it's proven to work, Barack Obama still hasn't made any sort of announcement on whether he will continue this project. Now, a senior Democrat based in Prague said in the Czech media that he thought Barack Obama would thank Czechs for their support, although seeing as 70% of the Czech population oppose the shield, that could sound a bit silly. So possibly he will announce that he will continue the shield, perhaps with less urgency and perhaps with less money than his predecessor, George W. Bush. But I'm really guessing now, Daniela, and the only people who really know what he's going to say are Barack Obama and his close advisors.
Of course, Rob Cameron, thank you for that. And of course, we'll have to wait and see what happens and if he really